This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 150 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flip resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 3 weeks for this episode. In this episode, we have four trends that we're going to discuss, along with a recommended reading that goes with each of the four trends. We end each episode by peering into the crystal ball and making predictions about trends we believe we'll observe in the upcoming 2 weeks. So, Abby, start us off by talking about our four trends and sharing our recommended readings.
Thank you, Tim. Well, before we even start that, can we just take a moment and sort of pat ourselves on the back and say, 150 episodes.
Crazy, right?
So crazy. Incredibly fun. I mean, it's been a real privilege to do this with you.
So that is 6 years.
Six years?
Yeah. Yeah, crazy that we're still doing this after 6 years. So, yes, we just patted ourselves on the back, and now we can hop into the recommended readings. Unless you want to pat ourselves on the back for something else.
No, I just want to thank all of our listeners. Yeah. Thank you for listening, listener. And that we really appreciate everybody's support and the nice words that we get from people. So we have four trends, as we always do, only this is collected up over the past 3 weeks instead of two. However, the trends are recognizable. They're things that people will have, if you've listened for more than a few episodes, you'll notice that these are fairly on track for the past year or so. The first trend, and we're kind of happy to say this, the very first trend, the largest number of articles that we flipped into our Flipboard magazine over the past 3 weeks had to do with teaching strategies in general and instructional design in general. So we saw articles on things like student-designed instruction, treating test anxiety, helping students stay on track with digital nudges, nudges being just little using social media to just remind people that they needed to do something in a course. Adaptive learning, instructional design explained, just the sort of the what is instructional design, an interesting article on that. Talent development, and the 9 M's of instructional design. This was something that was new to me. I didn't know the 9 M's, but it's a good article. Phenomenon-based learning, which is actually something that's practiced in Finland. And we often refer to it as problem-based learning. They're very similar. DIY education, do-it-yourself education, the growing trend of people sort of picking and choosing based on online and mobile app resources that are available. To kind of direct their own educational progress. However, our recommended read in this area is, it's pretty basic. It gets right back to the basics of designing instruction. Our article is How to Explain Anything to Anyone, 4 Steps to Clearer Communication by Jake Amorelli for TED. And again, we apologize for any mispronounced names. I hope I got close. Hope I'm getting close with each name. Our number two trend is hardware and software, which I must admit surprised me a little. I thought we would see a lot more about hardware and software, especially as we're coming up on we're really into the holiday season here. But here's what we saw. We saw project management software. We saw website builders. We saw Chrome tips and tricks. We saw, now, personally, I thought this was really fun, Smithsonian artifacts that are available for 3D printings. You can download these files and print them from your own 3D printer. And they seem pretty nifty. Also nifty is Sony's robot dog, Aibo, who's been around for quite a while, but the latest iteration of Aibo is sort of open for developers to create Amazon Echo or Google Home type, you know, home help devices. So this is, and remember that the robot dog is ambulant, is able to move. So this kind of really opens things up to a whole different level in the house. There was also Ken Burns' Media for K-12 Classrooms, an entire repository of media created by Ken Burns that's available for K-12 teachers to use in their classrooms. Our recommended read in this area is Anyone can now create maps and stories on Google Earth by Sarah Perez for TechCrunch. This is basically reporting an expansion of the Voyager program, which was originally created for experts in the fields, various fields, to they were invited to create stories and maps and put them into Google Earth. Well, now anyone can do it. So teachers can do it and students can do it. Number three, our third trend is, again, one that we have seen with tremendous regularity over the, although not quite as much as the first two, but we've seen it with tremendous regularity over the past couple of years, virtual reality, augmented reality, and what were sort of a sister piece, extended reality, XR, which they're all kind of very closely related. They all have to do with spatial computing. Hardware improvements. Snapdragon XR2 chip is a chip that's going to enable much greater response for the hardware for VR, which is predicted to then greatly improve the VR experience. Magic Leap, which everybody was talking about Magic Leap and its augmented reality for many years, and they did release a product last year, you know, their own goggles. But over the past year, they've only sold about 6,000 of the goggles, which is very low numbers. So that made the news. Adobe's acquisition of Medium. Medium is a sculpting tool that's actually used for creating VR environments. And Adobe purchased it, which is, I believe they purchased it from Oculus, which is Facebook-owned. I'm not entirely certain of that, but the fact that Adobe now has it in possession means that means a lot for those who are developing VR. There were also case studies of VR in the industry. There were case studies of conducting courses within virtual worlds, and a fascinating study of VR and anatomy education, which actually revealed that the traditional methods of teaching anatomy were superior to the VR methods, at least in that study. That was the study results. Our recommended read in this area is XR for Teaching and Learning by Jeff Pomerantz for EDUCAUSE. This is actually a brief report of the larger findings from the EDUCAUSE HP Campus of the Future project. It does, within the article, it does have a link to the full report, but this will give you the key findings, and it's good reading. It's very interesting. Number four, online education. Again, something that comes up pretty regularly for us as a trend. We saw a very interesting piece in Forbes on what was referred to as the three ages of online ed. Now, we were talking about this a little before we started recording. We don't actually agree with the ages as they're delineated.
Right. It's an interesting read, but
it's an interesting read. It's not, and we're not saying that anything was made up. We're just not sure that we would really divide things up by those epochs.
Exactly.
But it's a good read. There were also articles on tools for creating engaging online courses, online universities, and workforce development. Our recommended read, however, has more to do with supporting online learning, which is Creating Libraries for Online Students is Harder Than You Think by Rebecca Koenig for EdSearch. So I think we agree. It's an interesting article about creating library support for online learners and the challenges involved in doing so. So those are our four trends and our four recommended readings for this episode, Tim.
Thanks, Abby. And just a reminder, we share at the end of the episode, we share the URL to our website where you can find the links to those recommended readings. Okay, so now we turn our attention to peering into the crystal ball and predictions that about things that we believe we'll observe, trends for the upcoming 2 weeks. And we talk about this before we go on air. So what did we come up with?
Well,
some interesting things.
We did. Well, it's an interesting time of year.
Right.
First of all, I think you and I are agreed that we're going to see more about hardware and software. We always do. We're probably going to see more about online teaching and learning. We probably will see more about virtual reality, augmented reality, and extended reality, because we keep saying that it's maybe we won't, and then we do.
And they, And there it comes back.
And hopefully we'll see more about teaching strategies and instructional design. Although since it was so prevalent these past few weeks, I think it's a safe bet that we'll see more of these kinds of articles. What we did not see, but we and surprised us greatly,
right,
was security and citizenship. Yeah.
That's been a trend for quite a few episodes.
Yes, and we did see a number of articles. Primarily, we saw articles related to TikTok.
Yep.
And
we predicted that a while ago, TikTok being what something to watch.
We did. We did. We actually, quite a while ago, maybe a year ago, we said, you know, TikTok is the thing. Like, we reported an article, what is TikTok and why you should pay attention to it. But it is, apparently, it's fraught with danger. Using it. If you look at the articles we've compiled in the past couple of weeks, it did not, however, make the largest number of articles necessary to call it a trend. But we expect to see this trend sort of resurge. The other thing I think it's really safe for us to say, Tim, is that we're going to see a lot of year-end reviews and a lot of predictions for 2020. We've already started seeing a few. But we expect to see a great many more of those. Now, something that we also expect to see is micro-learning and credentials and this concept of DIY learning that we mentioned earlier to become more and more part of the conversation. It's been a very steady part of the conversation for quite a while, and it even elevated to the point of being a trend a few months ago. But it's been it's definitely something that everybody is in some way concerned about. Because it suggests a shift for pretty much all levels of education. So anyway, that's what we have in the crystal ball, Tim.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Abby. Well, that brings us to the conclusion of episode 150 of our podcast. We'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and, of course, our podcast subscribers. You can visit our website at trendsandissues.com to listen to past episodes of our podcast and to find the links to our recommended readings that we discussed in this episode. Our next episode will air on December 24th.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.